The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll free. You may do so at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Join us on the phones or via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. It, of course, is Election Day in the United States. And a lot of people seem to think that that really matters in some way, shape, or form. Certainly it won't matter for the most part, whether the Republicans or Democrats win wherever you live because, well, odds are good they all want to control you and tell you how to live your life. But every now and then there's some ballot measures that might make a difference, and there's actually a few legalization measures that are on the ballot. Apparently Washington, D.C., Alaska, and some other place I'm spacing out on. Was it Oregon? I forget what the other one was. But one of
Florida's got a medical.
Florida's medical, yeah. And then so those are always interesting to watch.
So this Guam.
Guam won. Medical won in Guam. We've got the results there. So, you know, interesting to hear those results. You're welcome to share them with us as you know more at 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Now, Johnny Ray, the kind of the key anti-voter person on the show here on Free Talk Live. We do tend to get into it a few times a year, at least on this program, over whether or not people should vote. You, Johnny Ray, you will not participate in the voting system. But in some cases, now we don't have this in New Hampshire, but in some places they have these ballot measures. Now, Mark, don't they do things like that in towns, though? Like, can't townspeople do something in some places in New Hampshire to put stuff on the ballot?
I think they have to be put on by the select men.
Okay. Is that something that can be proposed at like a town meeting or something? So you as a townsperson could propose something at a town meeting?
I don't think you could just do it at a town meeting, but you might be able to try. I mean,
I don't know. For some reason, I thought I heard something about that in New Hampshire, but I don't live in a town, so I don't know what the political system is like out there. In the cities, that doesn't exist at all.
But you do have measures.
No, there's the warrant articles in the school boards.
Okay, I voted on measures of some sort.
Those are, in the school board elections, they have those, but not in city elections.
Most of your taxes go to the school, so they're pretty important.
Okay, well, what I meant was, like, ballot measures, like,
also,
you know,
there
legalizing
was that warrant,
marijuana or
the
whatever.
The warrant article to sell that one building, so no, you're wrong.
That's a school board thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So they have those with the school board, but they don't have them with the cities in New Hampshire. It's all decided by the politicians. But in some places, you know, like Florida, they're looking at legalization of medical cannabis. That's on the ballot. That could mean that fewer people are put in prison cells as a result of having possession of a plant. And, you know, to me, even if you don't care about the politicians, voting on those ballot measures is a tangible way to express how you think things should change in a place, Johnny, right? I mean, won't you at least give the voters that one?
Not no, Ian, but hell no. Let's say there was a ballot, there was some kind of, I'm sorry, what are they called
ballot
again?
Ballot measure?
A ballot measure that was to legalize the recreational use of marijuana here.
And there is. Not in New Hampshire, but in other places.
Well, let's say there was in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
I would feel like me going to vote for that, me going to participate in that would be me also recognizing that the state of New Hampshire has the right to prevent me from smoking marijuana if the votes don't come up in my favor.
Why would you think that?
Because I'm lending credence to the process by participating in it.
How do you lend credence to the process?
Because I'm spending my valuable time. I'm giving my valuable time to the process.
You'll give your valuable time to the jail cell if they find you with the marijuana, too. Is doing the jail sentence giving credence to the system?
No.
No?
No,
because it sounds like it. I mean, you know, there you are standing in their jail cell. You're not walking through the bars or anything.
Because that's involuntary. It's involuntary, Mark.
So is the result of the vote once it's made.
Right, but voting and participating it lends credence not only because
I've asked you to prove that, and you can't just keep repeating it as though it is true. Then you're just another Democrat or Republican.
Well, I did prove it when I said that my spending time on it, my demonstrating that it's worth my time going to the polls, lends the whole affair legitimacy.
I don't think that it. Okay, I don't
in
know what legitimacy
mind, it does. Right?
I don't know what legitimacy means. I know that the result of the vote, whether it is a true result or just something that somebody made up, is going to be how the government reacts to it. And that's what I've seen over and over again. So, you know, I mean, in Colorado and in Washington, the police don't arrest you for recreational marijuana, but in New Hampshire they do.
And that's more a function of the police in New York or wherever growing up in the culture that they grew up in.
Sure.
My generation realizes that marijuana is not the devil that generations prior to me did. It's not because of the law. The law has changed because we have changed as a people. The law didn't change us. We changed the law, but not in a legal way.
Well, wait. Look, I'm Johnny Ray, I'm with you in that the law won't change until the people change, right? You have to be the change you wish to see in the world. If you want more peace, you have to find it inside yourself. So I agree that external changes manifest after internal change happens. I think there's no doubt about that. But at some point, someone decided to change the law. At some point, you know, things got to the level where the politicians felt it was safe enough politically for them to go ahead and make this change. They felt as though that's what people wanted. And one of the ways that politicians can get feedback on that is through these ballot measures. And while you can say that it grants legitimacy to the system to vote, I think that can be true in your mind. But the system doesn't care whether or not you vote.
The system does not care whether or not I vote. I think that's absolutely right. If I vote,
so it doesn't grant
it doesn't matter
outside of your head.
Well, yeah, but my point now is it doesn't matter who votes and how you vote. The voter doesn't matter. The person counting the votes matter. I have no faith that my vote is going to be recorded properly.
That's a fair thing to say, right? Like to say that there's been plenty of evidence that there have been some voter fraud out there. The voting machines have back doors in them. There's been,
But I don't go for that. Okay, for one, in New Hampshire, most ballots are paper, from what I've been able to see. And secondly, if
they've been lost,
if
they've been
the anti-pot people, didn't want pot to be legal, then why is it legal in Colorado and Washington?
I don't know what life was like in Colorado and Washington before these laws were passed, but I think it's very plausible that the police weren't arresting people that much.
Oh yeah, they were
for pot. Then anyway,
no. The numbers from Washington State are, I think, it went down from like 7,000 arrests to next to nothing. Since the change happened.
I have yet to hear a good defense of this whole I'm not going to vote thing. Stephanie Murphy, one of our Sunday hosts.
You have. You've heard it, Mark. You just refuse to.
I've debated Stefan Molyneux on this
it's
one.
Not
I have debated.
Though,
you've admitted already that you've just admitted now that you can't be sure your vote is going to be recorded accurately. Did you agree with me there?
Absolutely.
How is it that I haven't just taken your head and physically put it through the basketball goal?
Why is it that it's legal in Colorado and Washington? Is it just that they wanted to experiment? They that hate pot want to experiment in two states you're not in to see?
Well, they've just probably shifted the profits from less politically connected people to politically connected people.
You think the cops are less politically connected in Colorado and Washington than the rest of the states? Because that's where who's taking the hit when it comes to funding with legalized marijuana.
That's a good point.
These are just places where people can vote in referendums. Now, I can get where the principled libertarian says, I'm not going to vote for a politician because politicians, no person can properly represent me. But I will never understand why somebody says, I'm not going to vote in a referendum or, a ballot measure or a warrant article or whatever these things are when you're talking about voting yes or no. When you vote no, I don't want more government for somebody, that doesn't legitimize government. It doesn't legitimize the process. It's just saying
no. It does legitimize the process.
Look, if you say to somebody who's punching you, please don't punch me again. You haven't legitimized the previous punches or the punches that come after that.
We'll come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. There is more coming up. And also, join us via Skype. Our Skype username here is lrn.fm.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, alertness, and focus in just moments. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in just minutes. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer.
To get your risk-free supply of Stress Block, call 1-800-481-1288. That's 1-800-481-1288. 1-800-481-1288.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
450-3733 with you tonight. In studio, you've got Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. Plus, if you need some legal forms, LegalZoom.com can help you out.
Yeah, if you're thinking about starting a business, it's probably a good idea to incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy, and they do all kinds of legal documents. Patents, wills, trademarks. Use code FTL when you check out to save $10 on your order. LegalZoom.com. Coupon code FTL.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. Coming up, Mark, you've got an email that you wanted to share about religious or how you've been kind of handling Christian callers or something like that. I haven't read the email, so you wanted to share that with us.
Yeah, somebody's less than happy with how I'm doing things.
Pull that up. And then, Johnny Ray, I know you've got a game of the week that you wanted to discuss this week as well. That's all on the way. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. But first, Nathan is in Texas via Skype. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. You brought up the issue of narcissism and sociopathy earlier, and I wanted to chime in and point out that really great onion spot that you have playing on LRN.
And which one is that?
It's the one from Whitest Kids You Know where the guy says, I have a special kind of sociopathic narcissism that makes
Clint,
I know what
Clint that is. Webb, that is not an onion commercial. That is, as you identified correctly, the Whitest Kids You Know. But it mostly, most of our sort of parody news things on LRN.FM and the FTL streams are from the Onion. So I can understand the confusion. But yeah, that is very funny commercial, and people who want to see the full version of that can just search for Whitest Kids You Know Clint Webb on YouTube, and you'll see the full version. I had to cut it down from its full length to be a minute long.
Yeah, you're pretty good at cutting those onion spots up, the Whitest Kids You Know spots up. I don't know if we'll be hearing any new onion spots soon, but yeah, that's definitely a great one to check out. And when you read that list about narcissistic qualities, there was one item on that list that stood out to me. If you recall, there was one about demanding or requiring like praise or admiration from others. Mm-hmm. Do you recall?
Yep.
Well, for the longest time, that confused me about narcissism, because if you have an elevated sense of self-worth, then why do you need people to prop up your sense of self-worth, right?
Good question.
Like if you have this grandiose kind of sense of, you know, I am the powerful, you know, whatever in the universe.
Sure,
you know,
why would what the little people think matter to you?
Right. So there's this guy on YouTube called Sam Vakhtin, and he has a whole bunch of videos about narcissism and books and all that kind of stuff. But he basically has this argument that narcissism is not actually an excess of personal esteem, but a deficiency.
Yeah.
And his reasoning behind this is that the narcissistic personality, where the person's demanding praise and exalting themselves, is kind of it's like a fake or a front built on top of the real personality, which is the opposite, which is low self-esteem, which considers the self to be worthless and, not deserving of human interaction and that kind of thing. Mm. And so from that perspective, the narcissist's behavior makes perfect sense. They're trying to deny their true self, and in order to do that, they need a constant influx of praise and whatnot from other people.
Interesting analysis.
Yeah, so I think that, and I've looked at the same issue, but and I think that there's something to that for some personalities. At the same time, I think that when you're talking about an inflated sense of self-worth, that really worth is only defined by what people value and how they value it, right? Like gold is worth something because lots of people want it, not because you or I necessarily want to wear jewelry, but because, you know, some people do. And therefore, to define self-worth, even the narcissist knows, that hasn't studied this, knows that it has to come from other people. So I don't know that I entirely agree with this. You know what I mean?
I'm not sure I'm following it. Sounds like you said you agree with the analysis.
Well, I don't know that I agree with the analysis. I am confused on the analysis. It's because I think that self-worth has to, by its nature, worth has to come from outside of you. So when you say self-worth, that there's, I don't think this person exists that actually generates self-worth. That they're confident, that they're in and of themselves, they feel great value to what they say, that they don't care if other people really agree with them, that person, I can't imagine that person existing, that worth has to be defined by other people.
Interesting. That's not how I view psychology, because it always seems to me that there's like a balance where it's the way you view yourself, and then that's influenced by the way others see you, and then it kind of meshes together in your actual personality. I've never heard that perspective before.
Nathan, thanks for your call and thoughts tonight. I do appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, let's jump into your email. It's not uncommon for people who consider themselves of the Christian persuasion to be upset with you, Mark, on the air. This isn't the first time that you've had feedback from somebody saying that they thought you've been a bad boy or something like that.
Usually,
how you handled things.
Well, usually what we get on Free Talk Live, and I'm probably the most vocal because I'm...
You're jaded. You got butthurt by the whole Christian process.
I think that's absolutely true, but also I'm just sort of more educated in Christianity than you are,
yep.
So I tend to pick it apart more.
Mm-hmm.
I know about the Bible. You're just kind of came to the opinion someday that you're like, I just don't believe this stuff I'm learning in Vacation Bible School. I shan't believe it.
Well, I went to Christian church for a long time, but I never read the whole Bible.
Yeah, but I don't think that it affected you in the same way. You weren't immersed.
No, my parents were never like, they were never the kind of Christians who went every single week. They didn't have Bible tracts all around the house. Like, I remember going to friends' houses, and Johnny Ray, I don't know if you shared any of this experience, but I remember going, every now and then I'd go to a friend's house, and, you know, there'd be like a Bible passage hanging on the wall of the bathroom. You know, they just had Bible-y things all over the place. I didn't have that family growing up. What about you, Johnny Ray?
My grandparents' house, my grandmother and grandfather on my dad's side was definitely like that down in North Carolina.
Mm, okay.
And,
what about your parents, though?
No, not so much, and not growing up in my own house. My dad was a Baptist, but he wasn't so, you know, too jazzed about it.
Did he go weekly?
No, we didn't really go unless we were visiting my grandparents in Burlington. We'd have sort of jags or spurts, I guess, where we'd be going to church
for a little bit. Okay.
For a little bit, but it didn't. It never lasted.
Yeah, I think that's like one of the first indicators as to how religious a family is how often they actually attend the church services. So, Mark, what about your parents? I mean, were they like that?
I don't know that my mom was ever really sort of totally immersed. I mean, she was a Sunday school teacher, but I think she did it because that's the kind of thing you did when you had a kid who was in Sunday school, so you contributed. Mm-hmm. I don't think she ever took it as she ever took it as seriously as I took it. Like, I was told, look, if you don't believe this stuff, you're going to be tortured for all of eternity. That's a pretty serious thing. Like, it's worse than anything that can happen on this planet.
Were you going weekly to church?
Yeah, I went weekly to church, and I was also...
I know you went to a church school for a
Christian
while.
School for 9 years.
Did they have services at that school as well?
It's a Christian school. The whole thing was a service.
All right, we'll come back with more here in moments. You can take control here on Free Talk Live. Get the email out next.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field It's easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. You can also email the host of the show, although emails are not the best way to get in and to get on the air. However, we are going to share one with you here. Mark, you have one that someone is upset yet again with how you've handled interactions with Christians or the perspective from which you're coming. We haven't actually read this, so I don't really know what it says.
Yeah. I don't want to be cavalier with it. I think that the critique has come on a pretty regular basis.
I don't
right?
think you're being cavalier with it. I think you're taking it, you know, seriously.
No, I think you are. Just the tone. Someone is upset with you, you know, that kind of thing. So,
well, it's not a surprise to me. I mean, I think that some people kind of get their panties in a wad a little bit too much unnecessarily. I don't think that... I don't think that you've treated people in a rude manner who've called in with Christian beliefs. I mean, you certainly
Well,
are...
when Pugnacious Pete calls in, I'm pretty rude. And that's what this is about.
This is about Pugnacious Pete? He's well, not a, like a real Christian. He's a joke.
I know. Right? Like, that's really the issue is that I try to rebut him. And in the process, I... you know, have things to say about the Bible. Hmm. I am not fond of the Bible as a religious text. Absolutely not.
It's a tough read.
Well, it's not the read. It's the way it was compiled. It was the politics behind it. Mm. The Bible, Jesus didn't hand us the Bible, right? The Bible was compiled more than 200 years after his death by a vote of church leaders, people that disagreed on the deity, the demigodness, the person of Jesus, of who he was. And that the, you know, that these books were altered over time, you know, like all kinds of things. I'm upset with the Bible. I'm generally not upset with Christianity if you understand the term Christianity as I understand it. But I do see how this person's upset, and he feels like I'm alienating Christians with my talk of Christianity. And he feels that essentially that...
Well, the Christians alienated you in the first place.
Well, I got kicked out of my church when I was 16 or 17, yeah.
So let's get into the email here. I'm not trying to say I don't take it seriously. It's just that it's a common critique. This isn't an unheard of thing for someone to say. And when you first presented this to me as something you wanted to talk about tonight, you know, my response was to kind of roll my eyes like, okay, here we go again. What's new? I mean, I don't feel like you've been rude to the average Christian, to, you know, just any old Christian who calls into the show. Yeah, you're challenging. Yeah, you don't believe their dogma necessarily, but I guess I don't know what he wants, so let's jump into it.
Right. It's coming from Cody. I've been a longtime listener. I go through FTL every time I buy anything online. I've signed up for the Free State Project. I've noticed that you guys have been speaking more and more anti-Christian, anti-Jesus.
I am not anti-Christian, and I'm not anti-Jesus.
I am. I have a real problem with Christianity that exists today.
There's a lot of Christians I really like out there. I mean, there's people within the Liberty Movement who are Christians, who are very devoted Christians. I just voted for one today, Varen Swearingen, the president of the Free State Project. He was running for state rep. He didn't win. But, you know, you can't win as a Republican in Keene, basically.
I go have dinner at Varen's house.
Yeah.
We almost never talk about his religion or mine. Hmm. It's just something we stay off of.
Yeah, that doesn't mean that, you know, look, just because you have legitimate critiques of the Christian... the mass Christian religion, the organized religion that is Christianity, doesn't mean that there's anything inherently wrong.
Most Christians have critiques of that organized religion. Most of them do.
Well, one version of it or another.
Right. So, I mean, you know, there's that. Anyway, going on, I think it's fine to speak about your doubts, disappointments about Christians, etc., but during the October 29th, 2014 episode, you went as far as calling the Bible a stupid old book of laws. It's not stupid to me. I love liberty. There's more and more Christians becoming libertarians, with the exception of your and anti-Christian and anti-Jesus rants. I love your show. For a long time, when you'd trash the Bible or Jesus, I'd just turn the show off and tune back in the next day. But you've become so much more insulting about the Bible and the Bible bashing recently. I've stopped listening as much. It makes me sad because I used to love your show so much. And please work on not showing your hate for the Bible and Jesus so much on the air. I love everything else about your show. And I actually wrote Cody back because I think that this is really important. First off, I corrected the name Jesus because I think this is a real problem with Christianity today. I call Christianity a translation of a translation. And that's because if you say I've got to believe on your holy name in order to be saved, but you get the name wrong, because Jesus' name isn't Jesus, it's Yeshua, then I think there's a fundamental problem. Now, you as the Christian may not think that, but I do. And consider that your fair and just God, if you believe mainstream Christianity, is going to send me to burn in hell for all of eternity because I believe that there's a problem with his book where they mistranslate the name of the Savior. Like, I have that problem. You don't have to have that problem. The question is, God, is he fair and just for sending me to burn in hell for not believing? Because I have that problem. And I have a variety of other problems, but that one in and of itself I think is sufficient.
Well, you know, I wouldn't call the Bible a stupid book, but I would call it a boring book. But you called it apparently a stupid book.
Look at the results. I mean, look how it's held us back. Look how religion has been used to control people. I mean, people say that a relationship with God is defined on this book. And I say in and of itself, if you can't have a relationship with God that's defined on your relationship with him, you don't have a relationship if your relationship flows through the Bible.
Hmm.
You've got some belief system. And, you know, God is going to, if God wants to reveal himself to you, he's going to reveal himself to you in whatever way he's going to do that. It has nothing to do with his book. I think his book is a filter through, this book, excuse me, is a filter through which we see God. And that is a real detriment. Now, I don't hate Christians, and I only dislike Christianity as it exists today. Obviously, I've got a real problem with the Bible, but most Christians haven't spent any time studying how the Bible became the Bible. They don't understand that there were two groups of people, one that believed that Jesus was the Messiah, the other believed that he was the Christ. No, they use these terms interchangeably.
They just believed what they were told in church and that this was the word of God, and there it is on paper.
The Bible's clear that there were other messiahs at the time of Jesus. People claimed that they were going to deliver Jerusalem from the rule of the pagans. Jesus, essentially, Christianity did that. Jesus delivered on that promise. Jesus is the Messiah, as far as I am concerned. He is, however, not the Christ, which is... To me,
what's the difference?
A term, one's Greek, one's Hebrew, but I think that they mean different things to people. Like, Jesus believed he was the Messiah, he would have never used the term Christ. The Bible, the New Testament, is written in Greek, and this is in and of itself a bastardization. Paul, who's supposed to be a Pharisee, but was working for the Sadducees, who were at each other's throats, going out and apparently trying to kill people in other lands that aren't even Jewish, which doesn't make any sense, he couldn't write in Hebrew. That proves that he wasn't a Pharisee, because he wrote in Greek. He mishmashed a bunch of other savior religions together and created this idea that Jesus was God. Jesus didn't believe that. That's my belief system. And, if it's upsetting to people... I don't know what to do about it.
Yeah, it's frustrating. Because
people call in about religion all the time on the show. Am I supposed to shut up because I disagree with them? Oh, I've got to massage the liberty message so that more people can understand. I'm sorry if Christians can't handle my opinion.
Well, I love listening to you, Mark, when people call in talking about it. Now, Ian is a different story, though, because it seems to me that when a person calls up and self-identifies as a Christian, it's almost like a switch gets turned in Ian Freeman, and suddenly this person is suspect, and whatever he has to say is suspect.
What do you mean by that? What are you talking about?
I wish I had a recent example to give you, but it's like you get very short with people, and you don't keep them...
Well, I suspect, I guess, that they're not real
Christians.
You just
turn against them whenever somebody calls in and says, "Hey, I'm John, and I'm a Christian." And then
if you have to identify as a Christian, like, there's almost a problem at that point, right?
Well,
like, you're supposed to be known by your fruits. And if your fruits are, we gotta hang the gays, like Pete, you're not a Christian, you're a nut.
And God did say that you're supposed to keep your Christianity in the closet.
No, he's supposed to pray in the closet. No, it's really talking about your piety and your giving in your
charity.
We'll
come back to more here in moments. But somebody claiming to be a Christian just begs to be called out. We're coming up.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi folks, Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us via Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And Mark, you're sharing with us an email from a listener. He is a devout Christian. He's upset over some of the things that you've said. You said the Bible was a stupid book.
Yeah, stupid old book.
Stupid old book. That upset him. And
mind you, Penn and Teller will do, Penn will do the same thing, as did Neil Bortz. And these are pretty successful libertarians. Broadcast.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. No doubt. I don't think that anybody is impugning your ability to be a successful broadcaster. He's just saying it hurts him when you say things like that.
Well,
right?
I think we've had enough Christians over the years say things like, essentially, you could do more for the message of liberty if you were softer on people's religious beliefs.
So pandering is what he's asking you to do? Is to,
I don't know that he's... Yeah, well, I mean, he's telling me his experience.
Cut it back, back it down, back it off a little bit.
I guess that's what my question is. I'm going to read what I responded to him, but I want to know from the audience, really. I want to know, because I want to be the best broadcaster I can be, and the message of liberty is far more important to me than the message of religion. As far as, you know, how you relate to God, that's not that important to me. I'm passionate about it. Because I believe what I believe, probably in the same way that just about everybody listening to me believes what they believe. And it's all different, by the way. But if I just kept my mouth shut on that issue, is that what the audience wants from me? Shut up on religion. Do the liberty thing. You're a liberty talk show host.
Well, I can tell you that as the sort of programming side of the show, that's not what I want from you. I mean, I want talk show hosts to be true to themselves.
How can you do anything else, really, is what my thought process is.
Well, how you can do anything else would be to pander based on what you think the audience wants. You do something else.
Yeah. I think one can massage what one says in certain ways, and I can work on it. But, I just wonder. Let me read what I had to say to him. Cody, I don't hate Yeshua. I think he must have been a pretty awesome dude. I don't think he's any more the son of God than I am, but that doesn't mean I hate him. I think it's obvious that the Bible is not the unerring word of God. There's much about it, up to including the mistranslation of Yeshua's name into Jesus, and the prescription that I believe in that unerring name. I believe that Yeshua was, is, the Messiah. I believe he delivered Israel from the rule of the pagans. That's all that a Messiah was supposed to do at that time, according to the Jews. I believe the Bible is a cobbled-together mess that has inevitably brought Christians to where they are today. Christianity today is, at best, a bunch of misled folks that believe falsehoods that they've taught their children, and at worst, Satanism. Mm. My whole life was immersed in Christianity and the Bible. The Bible has some good stuff in it, but religion always has and has always has been used to control and enslave. Now, note, I don't say Christianity has always been used to control and enslave. I say religion has, because this is a problem worldwide. Religion, organized religion, tends to be bonds that hold people. It tends to be social conservatism. It tends to be a way to shame, a way to harm people. And I don't find a lot of value in that. Now, you believe it's true, then what do? Right? Like, it's the truth. That's your truth in the world, and you have to operate by that truth. But mine is mine. So, going on, hate has its own set of chains, and I've tried really hard to set myself free. But the truth is, I love God, and I hate the Bible. So that's how I ended it with him. And I just, you know, I don't know what to do with
What do you
this.
Think, Johnny Ray? What should Mark do? Should he change how he approaches things to pander to the Christians listening to the radio?
Obviously not, Ian. That's stupid. Why would you even suggest such a thing?
I'm not suggesting it. I was asking you. What do you think?
Certainly not. And also, I think that religion, or I'll say the church and the state, have kind of some of the same... A lot of the same characteristics.
This is true.
I think they prey upon a lot of the same weaknesses that people have. And I think the church and state are really sort of manifestations of the same thing.
Like man's desire to control man?
Exactly.
Yeah, I think so as well. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. I don't think you should change how you feel, Mark. I mean, you are who you are. You've had the experience you've had. When you do get nasty, I try to keep you in check to some extent, like, you know, hey, calm down, settle down, you know, there's no need to insult people. I don't feel the same strong level of distaste, I think, that you do.
You haven't had the harm in your life. Like, I feel a great deal of shame. When I went to prison, I really threw myself into this religion thing. I want you to understand that there were more than one night in prison where I believe that if I did like Paul and Silas and I, you know, went to the prison guards and I said, release me now in the name of Jesus. That they were going to do that. Now imagine for a second, because this is what it says in the Bible,
funny. Right?
Like they stood as dead men. Now imagine for a second the shame that you might feel if you, as a thinking, logical individual, believed that. And, like, I feel a great deal of shame around that. And I feel a lot of shame around sort of the way I acted and the holiness end of the type of religion. Holiness is a version of Pentecostalism. And, you know, the speaking in tongues, the kind of bobbing around. I did all this stuff. And
this was while you were in prison?
Yeah, and it's embarrassing. Well, I was scared, man. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to... I was facing a 25-year sentence, and nothing else was going to get me out of jail, right? Yeah. Like, there were people that got out of jail in the 60s and 70s by acting Christian and stuff, and a lot of people tried it. Jailhouse religion, they call it. And there's no doubt that I caught it. And that makes... You know, it feels disingenuous to me.
Yeah.
And, like, it's all wrapped in there. Mm. You know, I went from Christian as a kid to an atheist, and then when I got into prison, I, you know, full-fledged Christian
found
again
God all of a sudden.
And then, you know, things, you know, it's not so bad after a couple of years, and I'm like, eh, whatever. And I just sort of believe whatever I believe at that point and develop my own beliefs in God or whatever. But yeah, I have a lot of shame around it. And that comes out when you know, people push the right buttons.
Barry is in West Virginia listening to WVTS. Barry, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, fellas?
Barry, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I love the discussion, and I think the young man should voice his opinion. He sounds very intelligent. He sounds like a likable guy. He's high strung sometimes, but that's fine. What I'm hearing is I don't hear the true message of faith, and that's love. You have to have love.
Yeah, I think I should push that more because I agree with you on that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And also, I think that should apply to the Christians out there who are finding themselves offended by some of the things that Mark says. Try practicing your forgiveness with Mark.
You can offend anybody at any time. If you call a talk show host, well, you better come prepared because you may get offended. I mean,
there's a good chance of that. Very good call, man. Thanks for making it tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you.
I got to say something offensive about Barry.
Johnny Ray, I know you had the game of the week, and I don't want to give you short shrift, but that's what you're going to get here tonight. This was a continuation of one from last week, right?
Yeah, I just started it last week. It's called Dungeon of the Endless by Amplitude Studios, and it's really, really a fantastic game.
Where'd you buy it? Steam?
I got it from Steam. I think I bought the Founders Pack, which is sort of a special. I really like this game, so I'm going to pay a little more.
Dungeon of the Endless. It's a dungeon hack.
It's
fighting enemies, that kind of thing.
It's a tower defense RPG turn-based.
Oh wow!
Roguelike.
Some of your favorites.
Roguelike.
The tower defense RPG. Thing.
It's got this great like risk reward trade off.
What is a tower defense RPG? There's tower defense. There's RPG.
Apparently, this is a tower defense.
What is a tower defense RPG?
Well, this there's 12 levels. You're trying to escape from the bottom of a 12 level dungeon, and each level has got between 10 and 30 rooms.
Okay.
So you've got a squad of at most 4 heroes, each of them that have widely varying abilities, and
the elf is eating all the food.
It looks a bit like Gauntlet.
Oh wow.
But as you uncover, your first job is to locate the exit, and then when you locate the exit, you take your power source, you pick that up, and you bring it to the exit. So as you uncover the map, you're doing it slowly, and every time you open a door, that unlocks a new turn, and some beasts might be conjured. So you put modules in there, you build modules in the rooms to kill the monsters that come towards you, and
like
you're also
defense.
Leveling up your heroes like an RPG and giving them new abilities.
You said there's 12 levels to the dungeon?
Yes.
Where's the money?
How many levels are you through?
Absolutely. I've beat the game on the too easy setting.
All right. You going back through it?
Yes, at easy.
We'll hear more about it maybe next week if you'd like to discuss that then. More on the way tomorrow night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.